It's time to create better. Create better family, health, business, and self.
Welcome to Elaine's Kitchen Table. This is where we share tips about business and parenting. Being a mom of three, CEO of the award-winning company Easy Daisies, speaker and educator, you're going to learn the tips and secrets of successful and incredible people. Elaine wants you to be inspired, challenged, and motivated, and that person you want your kids to grow up to be. This is Real Talk for Real Life.
Hi, welcome to Elaine's Kitchen Table, where we talk about how to create better, family, health, business, and self. And welcome to a conversation where we want to talk about how to help our kids, have great study habits. So let's talk about five study habits that every kid should know. Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS small business ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. Visit UPS.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement. So I have beside me my husband, Mr. Ron Como.
Hello.
Hello. So whether your kids are, you know, starting kindergarten, middle school, high school, or first year university, I'm going to ask you as our listeners to dig deep and think about your own study habits. Was there anything that really worked so well for you that you must remember and share at the kitchen table tonight to tell your kids? And I'd love to know too. So please do message me and say, hey, you know what? I just thought of this amazing study tip that I did when I was in school that I just had to tell my kids. And you know what? I love when we share with our kids things that also did not work, failures that we've had, so that, you know, they can learn from our mistakes. So both are great. Please do share with us because I love hearing from you. So Ron, did you have any awesome study habits when you were in high school or younger that you can remember, or even in university?
I did. I had some awesome study habits. What I observed through life is that everybody has habits. So they're either good habits or bad habits, or a mix. Most people have a mix. So once it's a given that you're going to have habits, you may as well try to make them good. So I did learn over time to improve my study habits. For me personally, I found that I paid attention in class a lot and didn't have to study as much as some other kids. But when it came to studying, what I would recommend to my children, and I do, is that you don't start studying at the last minute and cram, because that's not a very effective habit. It is one that I experimented with, but that you do a more slow drip study over time.
Okay, well, let's just go right into those five great habits. And being a former school teacher, of course, I made it into an acronym. And these five habits actually fall into the acronym of GREAT, G-R-E-A-T. And that first one is G, and that means give yourself enough time to study. Like Ron said, don't cram. And studies will show that when you stretch it out and plan it and actually revisit what you're learning on a daily basis, you're actually going to learn it better and know it better. So give yourself enough time to study. That means plan it, schedule it, plan a study block time. Like, so chunk your time into blocks. And that's exactly what Easy Daisies does, right? When we can visually see that, you know, whether it's eat breakfast, brush your teeth, get dressed, go to school, snack time, study time, homework time. When a child can see, and even if that child is in high school or university, can see that there's a start time and an end time, they're going to use that time more wisely and more effectively because they know that there's an end and there's a reward of, you know, I'm going to have snack time after, I'm going to take a break after. And so very important that if you know that you have a test on Friday, to start studying and reviewing on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. So breaking it up so that you aren't cramming it in.
All right. I love that there's five and it's great. Mm-hmm. You make things very easy to remember.
Yes.
So then I'm guessing the next one's going to start with R.
Yes. So R means to rest up. That means rest up and get enough sleep. Because you know what? Good sleep helps process the information that you learned that day. So you want to let your kids know that, you know, if you're studying, it is best to actually study before you go to sleep, because having that good sleep has been proven to help retain that information. So that means pulling an all-nighter is a no-no. And I remember that, doing that in like grade 12. And I had a chemistry exam and a biology exam, and I studied all night long. And, you know, I think I did okay in the chem exam. And then I had the afternoon exam in biology. I had a blank. I don't even know if I wrote my name on it. It was all horrible, horrible lesson. And I know that my teacher was baffled, and it did affect my mark. She did allow me to do like a makeup project, but it still wasn't the same as having if I had just done really well in that exam. So getting the recommended hours of sleep is how you are going to help yourself. And if you are wondering, well, how many recommended hours am I supposed to give my child? If you go on my website at easydaisies.com, I actually have this in a blog where the CDC, which is the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, state the hours of sleep. For example, if your kids are between 6 and 12, they should have between 9 and 12 hours of sleep. If they're between 13 and 18, they should have between 8 and 10 hours of sleep, and so on. So another strategy is to make help your kids have that study block before they go to sleep, but definitely have sleep.
So that is part of the battle of parenting, isn't it? Knowing that your kids need that much sleep. During the summer, it's great because they can sleep in mm-hmm. and get as much sleep as their body needs to grow. And in school days, obviously, they have to get up at a certain time, so you have to reverse engineer that mm-hmm. to a certain bedtime.
Absolutely.
I will also say with sleep, one thing I've learned from my life experience is that if I'm studying something or pondering a question before I go to sleep, my brain is working on it or reviewing it during the night while I'm sleeping, and I can understand it better in the morning. A lot of times, you know, you get stuck somewhere and you wake up the next day and you've solved a problem that you've been working on. So that's why it's much better to study than sleep rather than just stay up all night.
So let's go on with the next one. So we've covered G, which is give yourself enough time to study. R is rest up with enough sleep. And E is for exercise. So yes, exercise. Exercise has amazing, great short and long-term effects on your brain. Did you know that, Ron?
Kind of.
Well, you see, exercise decreases stress and increases reasoning and memory. And so that's how it helps in the short term. So it's a great strategy then that if you are about to go write a test to walk briskly, like around the block, walk briskly up and down the hallways. When I was a school teacher, sometimes I'd see an entire class go for a jog around the school before they did a math test. So it just increases the blood flow to your brain, which means it's bringing more oxygen and nutrients to feed your brain and cause it to help make better choices and decisions. Now, how does exercise help in the long term for your brain? Well, did you know that there's a part in your brain called the hippocampus? I believe that's how you pronounce it, hippocampus. And this is the center of your brain, which is important for reasoning and memory. Well, with regular daily exercise, it actually can help slow down the aging process of the hippocampus, which means slow down the shrinking of that part of the brain.
Nice.
So cool, right? So, yes.
Yes. Now, as a sports guy, this intuitively makes sense to me.
Some think that UPS only ships for large businesses. Well, I can tell you that's not true. My name's Elaine Tancoma, owner and founder of Easy Daisy's Daily Visual Schedules for Kids. And I know firsthand that their goal is to help small businesses succeed and grow. Not only do they offer discounts up to 52% or more off of shipping rates, even if you only ship once in a while, they also have a team of UPS small business ambassadors specifically there to help small businesses get started. It's free to open a UPS account and to get your discount. There are no shipping minimums to get this great offer. Plus, they have just about every service and tool to help your business grow in Canada and abroad, and work directly with many organizations like mine to learn more about what we need and to help. So visit UPS.com and learn more and receive your discount today. This is a paid advertisement.
Now, tying this back to the G about the giving yourself time. So if you're a parent who wants your young student to do really well in school and you say, okay, junior, You're going to sit down and you're going to study for 6 hours straight because I want you to do the best you can. Is that a good strategy?
Nope, nope, and nope. No, you definitely don't want to do that. And we're going to talk about that at the end of the GREAT. And you don't want to have a 6 hour block of studying. And I'll tell you why in just a moment. But we're going to go cover our A. Is that okay?
All right. Yes. What is A?
A is arrange an area, a study area. So arrange a study area. And what I mean by this is you want it to be a place that I'm going to bring into another acronym of find a great study spot, S-P-O-T. So that means S is for same, and keep it in the same area so that your child will know that this is where they can sit and not be disturbed. This is where they sit. And when it becomes a familiar place of study, then their brain will actually be triggered to think, okay, this is where I study. Just like when you walk into the kitchen, okay, this is where I eat. Okay, when I go to my bedroom, this is where I rest and sleep. So if they can have a common place, a same spot to study, then that really helps. So the P in spot is for plant. And why I'm talking about plants is, did you know that having a plant in your room increases the productivity by 15%? Crazy, right? Mm-hmm. And so getting a plant like a spider plant or a tropical plant like, I think a Diefenbachia, which is one I just bought from like a supermarket. It was like $4.99. So they're leafy. They are great in filtering air. So it just keeps that brain alert. O is for, what is O?
I have no idea. But I just want to say, I think, we'll link in the show notes. You have a specific blog post about this on easydaisy.com because when you get to great, I'm good. And then we get to great spot, I might not be able to remember it all. So I want to go to the blog post.
But yes, so it's open and tidy, which means let it be bright. You want it to be uncluttered. You want it to be have easy access to supplies. And I share lots of tips in our blog about that. And T is for, I think I need to eat walnuts.
Tidy?
Yes.
Open and tidy. Right?
That is a great...
Same place, have a plant, keep it open, keep it tidy is what I'm guessing.
Okay, let's go with
because that. That makes sense to me as an adult in the working world. If you're working in slobbish conditions, it's going to slow your brain down. And if you've already sorted out your work area before you start working, it just makes you more productive.
Yes.
It just does.
Okay, now it's going to bug me if I'm wrong. But yes, having it bright and studies show that having as bright as like turn on all the lights, keep it near a window, brightness will keep your brain alert. So that is what you want is to keep your brain alert so that you can study. Yes, so open and bright and tidy and uncluttered, I believe this. So same spot, have plant, open and bright and tidy.
I just called up your blog and sorted you. Yes, that is correct.
This is not scripted because we're just talking. But yes, so arrange to have an area for studying.
And to be honest, I was very familiar with your great beforehand, but not spot, so that will help.
Okay, so T for that last... So great is give yourself enough time to study, rest up with enough sleep. Exercise is great for your brain. Arrange is for A, arrange a study area. And T is take breaks and reward yourself. So teach your kids to have blocks of like to chunk up their times and say, okay, well, you know, when you come home from school, take a break and just go grab a snack and then make an hour of studying or 30 minutes of studying as, of course, it depends on the age of your kids. The younger they are, the shorter the time. And then reward yourself. So having a visual reward is key, and studies will show that chunking your time and giving yourself a visual reward, whether it's putting a piece of dark chocolate at the end of each chapter or page that you have reviewed, that is an excellent motivator. So easy peasy.
Nice. So you'd say you might put a dark chocolate at the end of the line?
That's what I said.
Relating to an earlier blog post. I'm picturing, as we have a child going into university right now, going to her first year, I definitely can picture a university student doing this themselves. blocking out time themselves, picking their own reward.
Yes, but that's why we have to help teach our children how to study. It's like, you know, when people write to me saying, well, my kid's 14 and can't clean a bathroom. Well, of course not. They have no idea how. We do need to take the time to teach our kids how to do something. Mm-hmm. And we learn together. And you know, we can't just expect them to know things. So back to what you were saying before, if you want your kid to study for 6 hours because they have that exam. Now, remember, taking those breaks is important because studies show that when you are looking at the same thing over and over and over, actually your brain shuts down and your mind starts to wander.
Totally agree.
So taking breaks helps you to regain focus and study more effectively. So encourage that. Say, okay, let's do 20 minutes of studying and take a break for 5 minutes and then study again for 20 minutes.
Yes, there's something called the law of diminishing returns. The reason it's called a law is because it happens everywhere. And I think it's exactly right with studying. If you just keep going and going and going, eventually your productivity is going to peak, tail off, and then you're actually going to start forgetting stuff. It's going to be detrimental. So you may as well plan those breaks in there and the rewards.
Yep. So, I mean, there's so many study habits that we want to talk about, but we're going to end it here because this is our 5 tips that every kid should know for studying.
Be sure to go to easydaisies.com and we'll link that blog post in the show notes so you can check it out yourself and see which of these you can get going today with your kids.
Yes. So thank you so much for joining us. And again, we wish you a fantastic week ahead, and don't forget to have that wonderful conversation at dinner table and sharing your study mistakes with your kids and your best study tip with your kids, because they'd love to hear your stories and we'd love to hear your stories too. So we wish you a fantastic week and God bless.
Bye-bye.
Are you tired of being stressed out in the mornings and frustrated with nagging at your kids to get things done so they can get out the door faster in the morning? Are you too busy or just don't know how to help your kids to make good habits stick? Well, let's get our kids organized and independent and cooperative and into routine with Easy Daisies, magnetic daily schedules for kids. Easy Daisies was created by me, Elaine Tan Como, a school teacher and a mom of three, by parent demand to help kids get out the door faster in the morning and have easier days. These fun magnets with everyday activities allow your children to take part in planning their day, which makes things smoother for everyone, especially mom. Now, all the illustrations were drawn by me to make it simple enough for children who are non-readers, whether they are 2 or 12, to feel that accomplishment and that confidence in completing their tasks. And there's comfort in knowing what comes next, so there are no meltdowns and tantrums. Now, I've had happy moms email me telling me awesome things like getting 20 minutes of extra sleep every day because of Easy Daisies, that they just love that their kids are brushing their teeth without being told over and over, eating their breakfast, getting their socks and shoes on, and waiting at the door with their backpacks all ready to go. So if you want to check out Easy Daisies, I'd be honored at www.easydaisies.com and use this promo code ELAINE15 to save 15% on your entire order today.